Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we rerun an interview we did with Senator John McCain back in May of 2007. It's as relevant today. It's all about Nevada issues. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Brainerd, Ernie Adler, and Howard Rosenberg. It's all coming up next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
Sometimes the writing's on the wall. Dean Heller sided with big banks and forgotten about us. He got over $190,000 from banks and credit card companies, and they got his vote against a credit card bill of rights that would protect us from unfair fees. Heller's sold out, and we're paying the price. In times like these, we just can't afford Dean Heller.
I'm Jill Derby, and I approve this message because it's time for a change.
Easier way inside local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
On health care reform, two extremes. On one end, government-run health care, higher taxes. On the other, insurance companies without rules denying coverage. Barack Obama says both extremes are wrong. His plan? Keep your employer-paid coverage. Keep your own doctor. Take on insurance companies to bring down costs. Cover pre-existing conditions and preventive care. Common sense for the change we need.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Success has come to TRI through public-private partnerships. I'm here at the new USA Parkway interchange with master developer Don Roger Norman and commission chairman Bum Hess from Story County. Let's listen in.
Roger, it's impressive how you were able to do this bridge in half the time at half the cost. How were you able to do that?
It was a great team of people, NDOT, Story County, the cooperation with everybody, the contractors. This all went extremely fast and under budget.
This interview segment is sponsored by Jones Vargas. We know Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome to the program, the senator from the great state of Arizona, John McCain. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
Wanted to start off with some Nevada questions for you today. Yucca Mountain, are you concerned about the safety?
I'm concerned about the safety, but I do believe that Yucca Mountain can be made safe, and I believe strongly in nuclear power, and I believe we have to have a waste repository, and I think Yucca Mountain is a place that can be made safe. I believe that it can.
How, sir? I mean, we look.
There's widely differing views on this issue, and a lot of the scientific opinion that I respect say that Yucca Mountain can and is a place where nuclear waste can be stored for a long period of time. We've spent billions of taxpayers' dollars trying to achieve that. If it doesn't happen, then we will have a more dangerous situation, in my view, and that is nuclear waste sitting all over America in pools and ponds next to nuclear power plants and other places. And in my view, that poses a greater danger.
What about the science? I mean,
the science, I think, is pretty good. Nothing is absolutely foolproof.
But over the last couple of years, the emails that have been revealed.
Well, I don't. If there was any misbehavior on the part of anyone in government, they should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. But that doesn't mean that necessarily that Yucca Mountain is not an appropriate place.
What about the transportation? Would you be comfortable with nuclear waste coming through Arizona on its way, going through Phoenix on its way to Yucca Mountain?
No, I would not. I think it can be made safe. And again, we have two options here. What people forget is the option of leaving this waste in areas outside, maybe unprotected or certainly not well protected, all over America, rather than having it in a safe and secure repository for it. I prefer not having the status quo. And I think it's also a national security issue. I think these areas would be ripe for terrorist attacks.
So you would definitely disagree with Senator Reid in continuing to cut the funding?
Definitely. And I might add that the President of the United States supported Yucca Mountain, and he was able to carry Nevada in the last election. I understand the concern that people have. I have understand the concerns that people have of storage of nuclear waste outside of Palo Verde nuclear generating plant outside Phoenix. Nothing is completely safe in this world. But I know this, that greenhouse gas emissions have been judged by literally everybody as a great threat to our planet and our health. Nuclear power is a viable and vital ingredient, in my view, if we are going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We are also incredibly dependent on foreign oil in places in the world where they don't like us very much. And nuclear power, again, is a way to reduce this terrible dependency we have on foreign oil supplies.
All right, let's move on to immigration. What are your thoughts on both legal and illegal immigration?
I think illegal immigration has to be stopped. I think we have to secure our borders, and that's our first and most foremost priority. We are working on, with the President and with other members of Congress from both sides of the aisle in the Senate, to develop a proposal which is comprehensive, which also calls for the securing of our borders first before any other action is taken. I think most people will be pleased with the proposal that I think we can come up with very soon.
And this is based on the President's original idea?
Well, it's based on a lot of people's ideas, but I'm happy to say the President is playing a leadership role and is heavily involved in the issue.
How soon does this have to move to make it through this session of Congress?
We would have to have action completed, I believe, before the August recess.
And you think this is likely?
I think we got a good shot at it.
How about in the House?
I think Congress. I think we got a good shot at it.
Okay, well, that's great to hear.
One reason is because everybody agrees the status quo is totally unacceptable.
Okay, to say the least, and it's certainly a huge problem in your state. Over 80% of the land in Nevada is owned by the government, federal government.
Same way as Arizona, yes.
Do you think that state and local government can do a better job of managing the lands?
I think in some areas, state and local governments are not consulted. I think state and local governments are many times overridden, and I believe that state and local governments should play a much greater role in the decisions about land within their state, county, city, whatever it is. And I've always advocated that.
Okay. The Southern Nevada Lands Act gives 5% of that money raised to education, 10% to the Southern Nevada Water Authority, and the other 85% is still routed through the government. Should Nevada get an increased share of that money?
Tell me again what...
The Southern Nevada Lands Act?
Are
you not familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, well, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about more things with Senator John McCain right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
For 8 years, we've been told that the way to a stronger economy was to give huge tax breaks to corporations and the wealthiest Americans, and somehow prosperity would trickle down. Well, now we know the truth. It didn't work. Instead of prosperity trickling down, pain has trickled up. Working family incomes have fallen by $2,000 a year. We're losing jobs. Deficits are exploding. Our economy's in turmoil. I know that we can steer ourselves out of this crisis, but not by driving down the very same path. And that's what this election's all about. On taxes, John McCain and I have very different ideas. Instead of giving hundreds of billions in new tax breaks to big corporations and oil companies, I'll cut taxes for small and startup businesses that are the backbone of our economy. Instead of more tax breaks for corporations that outsource American jobs, I'll give them to companies who create jobs here. Instead of extending the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest, I'll focus on you. My plan offers 3 times as much tax relief to the middle class as Senator McCain's. If you make less than $250,000 a year, you won't see your taxes raised one penny under my plan. And seniors making less than $50,000 who are struggling with the rising costs of food and drugs on fixed incomes won't pay income taxes at all. The tax code we have today is over 10,000 pages long. Almost every bit of it was shaped by some lobbyist taking care of some special interest. Well, it's time we had a president who puts you first. I hope you'll log on to BarackObama.com and read my full plan. It will help jumpstart our economy, create millions of jobs, and bring back our main streets all across America. The old trickle-down theory has failed us. We can't afford four more years like the last eight. I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message because I know that with a new direction and new policies focused on jobs and the middle class, we can lift our economy and our country.
This interview segment is sponsored by Jones Vargas. We know Nevada. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Senator John McCain here, running for president as a Republican. Homeland Security for Las Vegas, the funding was cut. What's your thought about that?
I think that it shouldn't have been cut. I think we've got a bad formula where it's based on the fact it's a graphic demonstration that every state has two senators and we should have the funding based much more on threats than any other than it is today. And I think that's true of Phoenix, Arizona, as well as Las Vegas, Nevada. Listen, let me just make one additional comment if I could.
Sure.
I'm a Western senator. Nevada and Arizona issues are almost the same. Water, land, we have a huge percentage of our state owned by the federal government, whether it be Native Americans. I've dealt with these issues all of my time, many years in the Congress of the United States. I understand Western issues. I'm the only one that truly has been involved with them and understands them. We may not agree on every issue.
Governor Richardson might disagree with you.
Well, Governor, I'm talking about Republicans. I'm the one that understands these issues. I have the knowledge and the background on them. We may have a disagreement on a specific aspect, but I certainly have the knowledge and experience and background to address them.
You attended a debate this week with nine other candidates. Mm-hmm. Is this really the best way for us to conduct an election by having this? It's almost like a circus.
I think debates are important. I think they're part of it. I wish that we'd have a chance to more expose our policy views and our overall vision for America, frankly, as opposed to whether the president should pardon Scooter Libby or not. But I think it's part of the process and part of the way we make the selection, and I'm glad to take part in it.
Were you kind of stunned that the biggest thing that came out of it in the New York Times today was the evolution question?
In a way, I thought there was more important issues that were addressed on the issue of evolution, as I said, that I believe in Darwin's theory of evolution, but when I hike the Grand Canyon, I know the hand of God is in there somewhere.
Okay. The Comptroller General was on 60 Minutes a few weeks ago talking about the coming crisis in Medicare and that no one's paying any attention to him.
That's the head of the Government Accountability Office, David Walker. He's been talking all over the country. He's right. We are not doing the hard things. If I'm president of the United States, we'll do the hard things, not the easy things.
What would the hard thing be?
Hard thing would be eliminate wasteful spending, then fix Social Security, then fix Medicare, rather than hand it on to another generation of unluckier generation of Americans. Everybody knows they're going broke. We've got to sit down, Republican and Democrat together, and fix them.
And what's the best fix?
Though you've got to sit down and negotiate those. We all know it's tough. We know that there are unfunded liabilities and trillions of dollars associated with both programs. In 1983, Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill stood together in the Rose Garden and they fixed Social Security for a period of time. We have to do that again. Democrats have to work with Republicans. When I'm inaugurated, I'll reach out my hand to the Democrats, but I'll tell the American people, ask the American people to tell the Democrats to reach out their hands to me. I've worked on a bipartisan basis on many issues with many members on the other side of the aisle for a long time.
But the bottom line is we're going to have to somehow raise taxes to be able to do that, aren't we?
No, we will have to make tough decisions, but it doesn't necessarily mean we raise taxes. There's many decisions that need to be made, and everything, obviously, is we have to sit down together.
Well, if you don't raise taxes, you're going to have to cut programs.
There are many decisions that need to be made. I'm not ready until I sit down with the Democrats when we discuss this issue to say you have to do this or you don't have to do that.
Watching the Jon Stewart program, The Daily Show last week, I, along with other people like Bill Moyers, were somewhat stunned to see what appeared to be an attack on you. What was your response to it?
Yeah, I know that John Stewart feels very emotionally about this issue. He and I have known each other for a long time. I've been on his program more than any other politician. I thought it was a spirited discussion. I understand his position. I go on his show not because of John Stewart, but because it's a way to communicate with a younger generation of Americans. And I'm glad to do it, and I'm glad to go on that show and discuss it with him or anything else he wants to do.
Okay, so you're willing to go back?
I've been back for years. As I say, I've been appeared on his show.
Oh, no, I understand that, but I mean after what occurred.
Oh, sure.
Did you feel that there was a difference in that interview than all the previous ones you'd done with him?
Well, I don't know. We're not, quote, friends, but we certainly know each other well, and he has shown his respect for me and my...
Another person that you know well and appeared on his program many times was Don Imus.
Yeah.
Did you think the punishment fit the crime?
That's up to the network and others to make that decision. What he said was obviously totally outrageous and unacceptable.
And he agreed with that, and he apologized for it many times in the week after the incident happened.
Well, I'm a great believer in redemption. I've made mistakes in my life. I've had people come to me who have made mistakes in their lives, and I'm a believer in redemption. I think that all of us make serious mistakes. I thought what he did was terrible and outrageous, but I also believe in redemption.
Does it bother you that all the good things he's done, not even going over a 30-year career, but you know, he went with you to Walter Reed Hospital, mm-hmm. He raised $10 million mm-hmm. for the San Antonio Rehab Center, mm-hmm. the Kids with Cancer Ranch in New Mexico. How come none of this seemed to count, that everybody seemed to just leave him in the dust?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, I've just, all I've done is been an observer.
Have you talked to him since then?
No, I have not.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. It's a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Thank you.
And we look forward
to
having you back, and we'll talk about more national issues on our next visit.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
Trust, cooperation, understanding. In life, like in sports, working together is the key to success. I'm Joe Laub. The family-owned law firm of Laub & Laub has served our community for almost 40 years. 40 years of protecting you and your rights through strong representation and proper compensation for your losses. Call Laub & Laub for a free consultation before you talk to anyone else. Your case depends on it. Laub & Laub. Your community. Your law firm.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no-obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right. And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at affordable rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA.
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no-obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Brainerd is here, the community activist, Howard Rosenberg, a region with the Nevada System of Higher Education,
for a little bit longer.
Yes.
And Ernie Adler, former state senator, welcome to all of you. Jane Ann Morrison wrote a column a couple of days ago talking about the proposed budget cuts are deep enough to be felt by almost everyone. She quotes Barbara Buckley as saying that these are just horrible, horrible list of cuts. Mentally ill, that division would lose 168 jobs. Mental health facilities would be closed. Services would be drastically limited. You're looking at 380 disabled children who would feel cuts to the early intervention services, including laying off 14 people in Nevada Checkup, the program to help poor children get medical care is on the block. Instead of adding more children, they'll take the stingy approach and cap the number of children at 25,000, even though the program now serves 30,000. These are just a few of the proposed cuts. The poor, the hungry, the elderly, the sick, the autistic, the disabled, all will feel it. Bill?
Well, when you don't have the money to pay for these, you don't have an awful lot of options, Sam. Yeah, you can list a whole bunch of programs that are very worthwhile if you have the money. It's just like you can buy a Cadillac if you have the money. If you have the money for a Chevrolet, you're going to have to settle for a Chevrolet. That's where we're, unfortunately, that's where we're at. If we, you know, we don't have the income coming in to pay for a lot of the programs that were very, you know, they were good programs when they were set up. And they were set up probably in better times when we had a better flow of tax money. We don't have that flow of tax money now, so we have to readjust. It's like anybody has to readjust their budget.
What's your viewing?
Well, I think the problem is, for instance, Medicaid, they're projecting cuts to hospitals and health care providers of 10%. What's going to happen is you're going to close down some rural clinics and hospitals, and the people that staff those aren't going to be coming back. So you're going to be losing some highly trained people who serve rural counties and in many instances places like Washoe County. So I think it would be more cost effective to the state, instead of going up and down in terms of funding these things, to have a more stable funding source so that we don't go through that and lose these very talented people perhaps to other states, and have these programs collapse over a long period of time. That's just sort of my, I don't think, no business would operate that way. You wouldn't lay off your very best employees just because you had a downtick. You'd try and figure out some way to keep them on a little bit longer until things turn around.
But if you, I'm sorry, go ahead, Howard.
No, go ahead.
However, if you didn't have the money, you have to lay them off. And saying that they won't come back, they may or may not come back. It depends. You know, if the economy is such, and the tax structure, I think all the politicians are looking at possibly modifying the tax structure here so that we have a more constant flow. And as far as a rainy day fund, they want, you know, I think I heard Buckley say that she doesn't like that term. She'd rather have a different term. But, you know, there are things that you can build in. You can have a savings account that would allow you to handle difficult times when they come.
But well, we have one. It was called the Rainy Day Fund, and it just got drained. Howard?
For me, for an art teacher to talk about economics is really rather stupid. But for what it's worth, here I go. You go to the supermarket, everything is more expensive because the costs are passed on. All right, fine. We need more revenue stream. Now, whether that's taxes or whether you call it something else, in order for us to keep the state where it belongs, we are going to have more revenue. I'm not saying that we throw the money away, but at least we cover the services that need to be covered. That's the most important thing. I've been here for 41 years. Nevada's my home. I love every square dusty inch of this state. And to see what's happening to it just breaks my heart. Because I don't want to raise taxes to the point where no one can afford to live. By the same token, I don't see any way around it. Now, if you don't want to call it a tax, you want to call it a surcharge, call it anything you want. But if we're going to have the services that we need, not just in Washoe County and Clark County, but as you pointed out to me in the break room a little bit ago, the rural counties, we're going to have to do something.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I want to read that list off again. The poor, the hungry, the elderly, the sick, the autistic, the disabled, all will feel it. And at the same time, you're looking at the federal government with this bailout of the banking system that's in the trillions of dollars. These problems are not in the trillions of dollars. And yet these are the people who are going to suffer. Yep. I just, around the table, about 20 seconds each.
20 seconds each? Well, and actually, the people who didn't put 10% down, who put nothing down, or took, you know, decided that they were going to make a $10,000 profit 5 years from now after buying something that they couldn't afford to buy in the first place, that's been a real problem. Unfortunately, some of the other folks that thought things were going to go well for them, they invested in their future, and it didn't work out. They bought land to develop or whatever. So as far as a bailout is concerned, quite frankly, I don't like to bail out people who got themselves into that problem. Yes, it's true that they were sold into it.
Okay, but I guess you're not seeing the paradox that I'm looking at here.
Yes.
Well, what you're saying, can't we come up with some money for these poor people if we're going to give Wall Street bankers a bunch of money? Sure.
I mean,
and we should, because
it just seems outrageous.
Agreed.
We should, if we're going to give all this money to Wall Street.
Sam, it's really very simple. These people are desperately in need. That's where the money needs to go. By the same token, as my economist friends at school tell me, if it weren't for this bailout, the mess that we're seeing now would be intensified 4 billion percent.
I don't disagree, but if you're going to borrow $1 trillion, maybe you could borrow $1 trillion and a couple hundred million
and help
the very poorest of our society would not be suffering. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Let's say you're dating a woman and things are going just swell. When it comes time to meet the daughter, don't do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Or this. Kath and Kim premieres this Thursday after an all-new Earl on NBC.
So what do you do?
I'm a trophy wife.
Who is Barack Obama? He says our troops in Afghanistan are
just air raiding villages and killing civilians.
How dishonorable. Congressional liberals voted repeatedly to cut off funding to our active troops, increasing the risk on their lives. How dangerous. Obama and congressional liberals, too risky for America.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Injuries on the job can result in confusion, frustration, and despair. Not knowing your legal rights can result in a permanent loss of benefits. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation.
The hits, the cheers, the touchdown. Catch all the highlights each week on Friday Night Lights with Brian Samudio and J.P. Zunini, only on News 4 HD at 11. Brought to you by Les Schwab.
Throughout history, man has gone on quests. There was the quest for fire, for the grail, and for knowledge. Now, John Esquaga's Nugget presents the quest for cash. You can win up to $50,000 in cash instantly. Be there for our monthly drawings to win $20,000. That's over $1 million in cash and prizes.
Good club. Better club.
And to the Nugget tonight.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And if you're on the go, download the podcast free of charge at iTunes. On our next broadcast, we'll have a debate between David Bobsian and John Galtney for their assembly race and a great Power Pundit panel as always. We'll see you on the next Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching.